Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Because of all the conflict we hear about in the news, this week on Morning Prayer, we're taking a look at what the Bible has to say about preventing or resolving conflict. Yesterday, we saw how peace was restored in a family when one family member refused to accept that there had to be conflict. Today, we'll see how a whole war got stopped. The Syrians were at war with the Israelites, but having a tough go of it because the prophet Elisha kept telling the king of Israel the Syrians' battle plans. So the king of Syria sent his army to capture Elisha. Elisha's servants saw the army surrounding the town, and he was scared. But Elisha assured him they were safe, protected by God, and asked God to let his servant see this. When his servant looked again, he saw the town surrounded by horses and chariots of fire, symbolic of God's protection. Then Elisha was able to keep the Syrians from their intended purpose and led them to the king of Israel, who fed them and sent them home. The war was over. How did Elisha accomplish this? Like Abraham, whom we talked about yesterday, he apparently was unwilling to accept conflict as the reality. He knew the goodness we associate with God was an active power in the world, and that this goodness could be relied on to keep him and everyone else safe. May we too come to have that same confidence in the power and presence of good and see it effectively resolving conflicts and replacing them with peace. Amen.